हरे कृष्णा, रिफ्यूल योर लव टैंक विद भक्ति. वी ऑल मे हैव द एक्सपीरियंस दैट व्हेन वी आर ड्राइविंग अ कार, इफ द फ्यूल लेवल गेट्स लो, देन द कार गिव्स अ सिग्नल एंड आफ्टर सम टाइम इफ द फ्यूल टैंक गेट्स फ्यूल गेट्स एग्जॉस्टेड, इफ द फ्यूल टैंक बिकम्स एम्प्टी, देन the car will just not move. Actually, to understand the working of the human heart, we can compare it to a fuel tank. That the human heart is too subtle and transcendental to be described exhaustively by any metaphor, but some metaphors can help us understand in some aspects of the heart's working. If we consider that we have certain amount of love in our heart, and with that we act caringly, lovingly, patiently, tolerantly with others. But suppose we meet some difficult people, you know, those who make baseless accusations or always complain, act irrationally, then we feel our patience being strained and we feel drained after such interactions. What is happening is our capacity to love, our love tank, is getting drained. And if we interact too much with such people, with too many such people, or too long with even one such person, then we feel drained to the level of breakdown. The difference is that when the fuel tank of a car gets exhausted and the car stops moving, in contrast, when our love tank gets exhausted, we start exploding. We start exploding at people for small things. You know, when some small thing goes wrong or a small thing is done wrong by someone, there's a disproportionate reaction that comes from us. And sometimes the person who has drained our love tank, that person has gone away, and some other person has come, and suddenly we explode at them. And those people don't know what hit them and why. And afterwards we also become appalled. Why did I do that? So to avoid this, to avoid such explosions, we need to refill our love tank. So, this says we would refill our fuel tank. Now, how do we refill our love tank? We need to associate with those who offer us love, understanding, empathy. And in their association, by their care, we feel rejuvenated. We feel our love tank getting refilled. And most importantly, because everyone is limited, we cannot get adequate fulfillment of adequately, our love tank cannot be adequately filled just by coming in the loving presence of other people alone. Those other people may be there available for us, they may not be available at times. The supreme loving person is the person whom we need the most, and he is always available for us. The Bhagavad Gita describes in 5.29, भोक्तारं यज्ञ तपसां सर्वलोक महेश्वरं सुहृदं सर्वभूतानां ज्ञात्वा मां शान्तिं ऋच्छति. He says that actually the Supreme Lord is the benefactor of all living beings. The pertinent part is सुहृदं सर्वभूतानां. He is the well-wisher of all living beings. He is present in our own heart. And when we understand Him as such, ज्ञात्वा मां शान्तिं ऋच्छति, when we know Him as such, we will become peaceful. Shanti, shanti, shanti. We will attain peace. So that is what we need to aspire for, to become peaceful by the practice of bhakti. So the important thing is for us to move onwards in our journey towards Krishna by becoming peaceful. In our life journey, if we become devoted to Krishna, if we practice bhakti wholeheartedly, not just ritualistically as getting the rituals done, but wholeheartedly trying to connect with Krishna, trying to invoke Krishna's presence in our heart by calling out His name, by infusing our consciousness with His presence, with His affection, then our love tank will get refilled. And then we will be able to deal more maturely, more intelligently with people around us. Even if the people are irritable, we will be able to intelligently help them to make their life journey better. And even if some people are so troubled or troubling that we can't help them, at least we'll be able to help ourselves by not exploding. We will keep our own life journey saner, and by having satisfying interactions with others who are more loving, we'll make our life journey sweeter also. Thus, the periodic, intense, immersive practices of bhakti, when we immerse ourselves in the remembrance of Krishna, they are vital for us to refill our love tank and thereby have the reserves to act lovingly in this world with others. Thank you. Hare Krishna.